Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Stan Phelps, who is a Forbes contributor, TEDx speaker, and certified speaking professional. He is the author of the best-selling Goldfish series books. His work is focused on the future of customer, employee, and brand experience. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mitchell. Great to be here.
You know, it's been such a long time. We've known each other for a long time, have interacted seriously maybe twice over the last 10 or 15 year period. And I enjoyed the catch up and learning a little bit more about you in the green room. And I'd love the audience to know a little bit more. Could you share your customer point of pain? What's your CPOP?
Sure. So I help organizations that have anemic loyalty and referrals on both the customer and employee side.
So I want to, given that I do the clarity thing, it's organizations with anemic loyalty and referrals. I mean, just think about those words. You can't have a business if you don't have loyal fans or loyal employees. You can't have a business is if you have to aggressively go after every single sale and your customers are not referring you. So this is really important. Stan, tell me more.
Yeah, so the work I do is to help organizations really create remarkable customer and employee experiences. And I do that through the writing I've done, through the Goldfish series of books, which is now 15 books strong. I speak all around the world. I've been speaking hundreds of events, 16 different countries. And I do a lot of training as well to help organizations rethink those experiences.
And so typically, I'm thinking from the work side, you're going in and through keynotes, virtual and real, and consulting, you're helping people figure out how to do this?
Yeah, so I don't do any consulting per se or coaching. It's more of typically hands-on project-based workshops where we really get our hands dirty, rethinking that either customer or employee journey and how we can level up the experience.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, thank you. And how do you go about, or how do you have credibility to do this?
Well, after 2 decades as a marketer, I worked for some pretty big brands as well as agencies. I just saw that marketing was changing and I was part of the problem. And so a little over 10 years ago, I started the process of collecting examples and case studies of companies that did the little things. And over the past decade, I've collected now over 5,000 examples, which has really informed the entire series.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number. It's a lot of examples. And given that what you do, how do you actually go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I do a lot of, obviously through my speaking, but I also do a lot of writing on both Forbes, and I almost contribute daily on LinkedIn. I've got a hashtag called the 1299, and it's really trying to share the learning that I've had along the way that's really informed the series of books to get people ready for the future of both customer and employee experience.
And 5,000 examples, there must be, it's really interesting. There must be something that examples that pop and you use those in those keynotes. Have you ever learned, like any example ever happened where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Let me now share this with the world.
I literally do that almost on a weekly basis because I think there are a lot of great things that are happening out there. We're just not aware of it. And when you can find a little tweak that you can make to either the customer experience or the employee experience, it literally can make the biggest difference.
No, it's beautiful. So if you're listening or you're watching us and you are part of a company with anemic referrals and anemic loyalty, if you know who you are.
If you
it's
have
worth reaching out to Stan Phelps.
Yeah, if you have the leaky bucket, right?
There you go.
Constantly losing the customers and the employees that you need.
And Stan, how best can people reach out to you?
Best way, my website is stanphelpsspeaks.com.
Perfect. I like that. Oh, you did mention something I thought we'd mention. You mentioned something along the lines on eSpeaks that you've got more verified testimonials than others.
On eSpeakers.com, which is a great site where you can find speakers online. Most verified testimonials. Actually just became a certified virtual presenter through eSpeakers.
That's awesome. Anyhow, Stan, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mitchell.
You're welcome. And listen, guys, you know how important it is to have loyalty, to have referrals. And so Stan's message should be shared. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.